Big drug makers threatened to ration or cut off prescription medication going to Canada if pharmacies there shared with other countries. The director of the Canadian International Pharmacy Association says they can't risk a shortage within their own country.
Any program that directly involves the state purchasing medications from a Canadian pharmacy is not sustainable. It will attract the ire of the FDA.
David Mackay suggests that Wisconsin and other states help individuals by putting out a list of reputable and regulated Canadian pharmacies. That way, individuals could get cheaper prescriptions safely, since it appears the state won't be able to buy in bulk. Administration spokesperson Dan Leistikow says Governor Doyle wants to know if drug makers are violating the law. They may have engaged in unfair trade practices by threatening to cut off supplies to Canada in hopes of thwarting Americans who are crossing the border and going online for medication.
It's a matter of great concern to the governor and, of course, for senior citizens across our state, and he's asked the U.S. Attorney General to get involved if there are antitrust violations here.
Talks between the Doyle administration and the Canadian International Pharmacy Association were held 2 months ago. The drug makers had not yet threatened to ration supplies, which short-circuited any state plans to buy cheaper prescriptions. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.